Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WWJ Conversations at the Mackinac Policy Conference, sponsored by Delta Dental.
Joining us live this morning, the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Good morning, Governor. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
This is a big day. You're signing that into law today, the auto insurance reform, correct?
That's right. And I'm going to be giving my keynote up here on Mackinac. And I think this momentum, this bipartisanship that we've worked so hard to create over an important issue that's been vexing us as a state is going to translate into us getting a budget done that actually fixes the damn roads and closes the skills gap and cleans up water in Michigan. And when we focus on these fundamentals, I think we can find common ground. There's so much ideology and dysfunction in Washington, D.C., and I am determined not to let that divided government, you know, paralyze us in Michigan, but to make it incredibly productive.
We just had Lee Chatfield here on a few moments ago, and he spoke about how you've been talking about this deal, the auto insurance reform deal, for obviously quite some time, and how you've been able to meet together. How many players were involved in this? For example, Dan Gilbert, was his the factor that he wanted to put out this petition drive, did that have any bearing on you, maybe some pressure to come together faster, more quickly, to put together a deal?
No, I think it was a distraction, actually. We had already started talks in earnest when that article came out about where they were in the process, but I do think it puts a finer point on the fact that a bipartisan, thought-out solution is a heck of a lot better than just upending a system that's been in effect for decades. Yeah. This is too important to just simply throw the whole thing out, but we needed to protect our trauma one and two hospitals, our providers, and people that are catastrophically injured. And I think we struck a good balance. It's not perfect. Nothing ever is. And when you negotiate, often people who have a vested interest in the status quo are unhappy. But the fact of the matter is, this is an issue that's been vexing us as a state for 5 years, and we get something done in the first 5 months, and I'm proud of that.
And Governor, what do you think is going to happen with your proposal to increase the tax on fuel, to fix the roads? A lot of people don't like it. They think the money that we've already been paying for years has been wasted.
Sure, people are frustrated. 3 years ago, the Republicans passed a gas tax and said we fixed the problem. We all knew darn well that it wasn't actually fixed, that it wasn't going to come anywhere near. And that's what we're still confronting. And people are frustrated. I'm mad. You know, I don't like it when politicians tell us that they've done something and we know that they hadn't. So I put a real solution on the table. And trust me, I don't want to lead with a 45-cent gas tax, but we have a $2.5 billion road problem in Michigan. We have bridges like Miller Road Bridge, which was on the front page of the Freep a couple weeks ago, with a bus full of kids traveling over it. It is downright dangerous, and every one of us is at risk, and we are paying more than we should right now, and we'll continue to do that until we actually fix the damn roads.
Does the formula need to be changed, though? A lot of people in Metro Detroit are mad that people up here are getting so much money, and their roads look beautiful. Ours look terrible. Is the formula going to be changed?
I'm mad too, and that's why I've written this plan in a way that gives us the ability to prioritize the roads across Michigan that are in the most dire shape and the most economically important parts of the state. So Southeast Michigan actually is the biggest beneficiary of this way of funding roads. We can get to work fixing them, and people in metropolitan Detroit are going to see a dramatic improvement. It's going to take a while, though. Let me tell you, this is a 10-year project at this level to get to 90% of our roads in good to fair condition. But every year we don't do it, the cost goes up and the danger gets more serious.
So that 45-cent tax increase, that would be divvied up primarily to the worst roads in the state, is what you're saying. It won't fall under that formula?
Correct. Right now, we have a formula that is 68 years old. Are we doing anything today based on what the, you know, rules were in 1951?
Yeah.
No. The, you know, times have changed. It's important to recognize that you know, staying, having fidelity to a 68-year-old way of doing things doesn't make sense. It's not working, and that's why all of these new revenues are prioritized based on roads that need it the most and are the most economically important parts of our state.
But you're dealing with a GOP legislature right now. They don't like this whole 45-cent a gallon tax increase, and that's not even in their budget right now that they're working on for next this upcoming budget year. Are you willing to meet maybe halfway 45 cents, maybe it's 25-cent increase, or are there other? Is this kind of the best case scenario for you, and maybe you're willing to come down?
I've always said I'm willing to sit down with anyone at the table who wants to genuinely solve this problem. But something short of this kind of investment, something short of $2.5 billion, means we're going to keep talking about the damn roads, which that's exactly what they did in 2015 and why people are so frustrated. If we're serious about fixing this, we've got to get to $2.5 billion. Now, there might be an easier way to do that. And if the legislature has that idea, I'd love to hear it. But so far, it's been crickets because this is a tough problem to solve, and we need a real solution. And sticking our head in the sand is not acceptable.
Would all the money raised be going to the roads?
Yes. So the thing about raising it at the pump is that under Article 9, Section 9 of the state constitution, every penny actually goes to the roads and bridges. So there's real truth in taxation here and accountability, which I think was incredibly important so that the people of our state know when we make this investment, it's actually going to be going to fixing the problem. It can't continue a shell game. Future legislatures can't move it around. This is a dedicated way of doing it, and that's why I challenge anyone to come up with a better way that actually dedicates the money to fixing the problem.
And do you think you're going to get your way or a way this year with the legislature?
I am determined to do that, and I think coming out of this last no-fault discussion bodes well. We've built some goodwill and some trust, and everyone around the table knows this is a problem we got to turn all of our attention and energy into now.
Attorney General Dana Nessel has said we're up here on Mackinac Island. In the Straits of Mackinac, there's the Line 5 right there, and there's a plan from the previous administration to build a tunnel to put the utilities in that. She called that unconstitutional, that's her opinion, and ordered that project shut down, or she wants it to be shut down. Do you agree with that statement that it's unconstitutional?
Well, she declared it because I asked her for her opinion on it on the 1st of January, took my oath of office, and then I handed her a letter requesting an opinion on all of the shenanigans that happened at the end of last year around the creation of this new commission and the tunnel. And sure enough, it was flawed. She said so, and so we've moved forward. You know, at this point, I am trying to get a better deal to ensure that we get the water, protect the water by getting the line out of the water. I'm trying to negotiate with Enbridge. I don't have anything to announce today, but time is of the essence, and I'm certainly keeping the Attorney General close at hand so she knows where things stand.
And just quickly, one last thing on abortion. Where do you see that going in Michigan?
Well, I know that there are a couple of groups that are trying to do a petition drive and do an end run on my executive authority. Michigan's a pro-choice state. Michigan is a state that recognizes healthcare options for women that have been proven safe are important to protect, and the legislature has not yet sent me the bills, but when they do, I will be vetoing them.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, you got a very big day today. We'll be covering you, I think, about 10 o'clock this morning. You're going to sign auto insurance reform into law. So thanks for joining us. It's great to see you.
And then I'll be giving my keynote. I hope you tune in. It's going to be really surprising.
We wouldn't miss it.
We're going to talk about the roads.
Oh, what? That is a surprise. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.